The Dave McGillivray Finish Strong Foundation's goals are to inspire and empower youth across New England and beyond to increase physical activity, expand literacy, and build community and self-esteem through running, reading, and performing acts of kindness. Join us in our mission to empower youth through fitness and education. With your support, we can provide the opportunities for youth to cross their own finish line one step at a time. Together, we can build a stronger, healthier future. Go to DaveMcGillivrayFoundation.org for more information.
B-Pod Studios.
Now, sports talk while you're on the clock. This is Zolak and Bertrand.
I'm going to slap you because you fake it.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
There was a report on ESPN today that there's an understanding between you and Cam Newton that you'll be going in different directions this offseason. Is there an understanding that this was Cam's final game?
Yeah. Well, is that another one of your anonymous reports?
That was from Adam Schefter this morning.
Yeah, I don't think that's what Adam said. You should talk to Adam about that then.
Thanks.
Great next question. Thank you.
That was the end of the season when Bill Belichick was not enjoying any questions about moving on from Cam Newton. Mike Giardi of NFL Network has since updated his take on this situation from yesterday. He's added to it, so he's putting a number on it, saying the percentage of Cam Newton coming back to New England is 35% to 40%.
Ooh, that's low.
But that means he's getting serious consideration. That it's 1 in 3, we'll say. 1 in 3 shot, he's the guy. That there are scenarios in play.
Good luck.
In which the Patriots would consider bringing him back. And I think the way it happens is with, as the caller described just moments ago, putting some pieces around him, spending money elsewhere on the roster, and then getting the cheap quarterback at the end of the day, and that cheap quarterback being Cam Newton. We've talked a lot about Hunter Henry being a tight end that is available in free agency. ESPN has put out a story, and in their story, on their website, not by any individual writer, it says here, there are 32 players who need a change of scenery this offseason. Who needs a fresh start for every team? How do you like this? So I think every single player is under contract, right? Every one of these. I went through the list. I don't think any of them are free agents. I'll double check. But it appears, these are all guys that are still signed.
Okay.
7 tight ends made the list.
Ooh.
7 guys who could be available. Evan Engram, Zach Ertz, Jesse James, Kyle Rudolph, Ian Thomas, Jared Cook, Gerald Everett. 7 tight ends. By the way, the guy for the Patriots is Rohrwasser. That's who made the list of guys who could change. How did Rohrwasser make that list ahead of N'Keal Harry, may I ask?
It's a great question.
Kicker Justin Rohrwasser, 5th round draft bust, is the guy you put on that list of needing the change of scenery? Are we what?
Dude, get ready for the Cam Newton, N'Keal Harry show, 2.0.
Cut the guy and move on. What are we talking about? Of course he could use a change of scenery. You could, Justin Rohrwasser could also use a job in the NFL, which he doesn't have. What are we doing?
That's not the type of player I thought would be on this list.
Mike Reese contributed that. That was Mike Reese's contribution to this list. I'm sorry, Mike. We're going to disagree on that one because that player should be N'Keal Harry. But anyway, back to the item at hand here. That is tight ends. There could be guys available in trade. There could be the big fish, which is Hunter Henry. And obviously, if they were to go this route with Cam Newton, they would not be emphasizing the quarterback position. They would be emphasizing the roster around the quarterback.
I mean, you're originally in on Jared Cook. That was the whole Gronkowski screw-up, right?
Yes.
Yeah. And so, obviously, there'd be some interest there. Well, I like Zach Ertz out of that crew.
30 years old.
Ertz makes a pretty penny, though.
He's had some injuries. Something to consider there.
Did he kind of shut it down at the end of the year?
Tim McManus has this. Let me read you his nugget that he includes in the story for you. Contract extension talks between Ertz and the Eagles soured last offseason, and a split by trade now seems inevitable. Ertz, 30, was limited to 11 games because of injury in 2020 and had a down year overall, but he has been one of the most productive tight ends in the game over the course of his career. He'll be doubly motivated next season as he tries to reestablish himself as one of the best at his position and move to a new team that thinks he's worth the investment. Mm. He has 1 year remaining on his deal. He is scheduled to make $8.25 million.
Ouch.
A lot of money for a guy who is coming off an injury year and is 30 years old. Hunter Henry is 27. Do I have that right?
Yeah, and younger.
He's younger. I'm sorry, he's 26. He will turn 27 at the end of the year. He turned 26 in December. So
I think Ertz was like going to the Team Wentz thing, you know. Like, there was, like, effort issues at the end of the year. So I worry about players like that instead of just playing through something. And I know there's contract bitching and all that stuff, but wasn't it him, Wentz, and Kelsey, you know, after that whole debacle when they benched him and went with Jalen Hurts? And those guys kind of just hung out after the game. He's kind of looking around like, oh, it's Carson's last game here. I don't know. Seems like he's a guy that could be in a division with the players versus the coaches. So,
out on him.
I like him as a player, though. I mean, I think he runs good routes, you know. Again, it's like a passing offense. So, I don't want an $8 million tight end if you're going to have a running quarterback. So,
Bob is in Boston. Hi, Bob.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on again. I just wanted to come on here and speak on Cam Newton and why he's good for the Patriots, because I personally believe he is. You got to let me explain this. He got guys who opted out, didn't really have receivers to throw the ball to, and there was a couple of missing pieces on the offensive line, and COVID really affected his momentum.
He also
one guy missing, Marcus Cannon.
He also
and
never
you could
complained.
Almost argue that Michael Winner, the new kid, played even better than Cannon.
He also never complained about any of it. I don't think he was put in a great position last year. Can you at least say that?
Anybody on the team complain about anything last year?
Was he no, but was he put in a great position to succeed?
No, he's also jobless at the end of June.
True. All true.
I don't
it gives you reason to bitch. Look, I mean,
I don't
you get voted team captain. Look, what?
I don't dislike Cam Newton, and I appreciate
this isn't about liking a person.
You know what he meant in the locker room, according to a lot of reports, and the support that he had of his players, but just from somebody watching the games. You're going to have trouble convincing me that a little more prep time, in the preseason or a real training camp or a lack of Zoom meetings is somehow going to fix a guy that looks like he can't throw the ball that well.
Well, I'm not even trying to make that case. I'm just trying to give the other side of how the Patriots may see it, because I want nothing to do with this. Don't get this confused.
Hardy's right, though. Tell me how he's going to improve his play.
I'm being the Patriots.
The mechanics, the throwing part.
I would say devil's advocate, but I'm saying Patriots advocate. I'm being the Patriots advocate here for how Bill Belichick.
This guy has the ability to fly in a private jet back and forth for workouts and that, and we got flooded with him a year ago and the whole buildup to it. And even with Tom House, and even with Jordan Palmer, anything on let's not dip the back shoulder and let's wind up and put the ball back. How about we keep it right here, chest level? We go, whoosh, let's go. Whoosh. No, we get any of that on film? Because if we don't, I ain't interested. I don't care how thrifty you're going to be about spending on clothes or hat making. How are you fixing your arm slot? How are you fixing your release point at 6'5"? This is the NFL.
Well, that would make me feel...
It is 2021. It is a quarterback league.
Right. And look, who knows what he's doing, and maybe he's using his Instagram just for... You know, for that right now. So I don't know the full story, but if you want me to feel better about the notion of Cam Newton being back here, I'm with Zoe. I'd rather see a post about, yeah, I recognize some of the issues that plagued me personally last year, and here's what I'm doing to get better. Because right now I've got no reason to feel any differently about it. Oh, no COVID. The no COVID.
People were giddy about his posts of his throws to the workout guys with Edelman and that crew last year. Remember that? And I told you, go back and watch them. The ball's late. Remember the N'Keal Harry ones? Everybody's going, Gaga, yeah, ball's behind him on the hip. It's an accuracy issue. You don't fix that overnight after 10 years. Now all of a sudden you become the most accurate passer in the league. Don't go to the numbers. I know what your completion percentage numbers are. Just watch. Watch the tape. I called it on the damn videos last year before the season even started. He's throwing, splattering the ball all over the place. I was like, wow, look at this throw. Yeah, what about it? Ball's behind the guy. It's all over Instagram. Look him up.
All right, we've got this in the mix. Cam Newton possibly making a return to Foxborough. Also, Marcus Mariota, Phil Perry, responded last night on our Bella Early edition.
Uh-oh.
He responded, snapping back, chirping but back.
You got it. You got to say something.
Yeah, we'll get to that. We'll put that back in the mix as well, and more of your calls on the way.
The Dave McGilvery Finish Strong Foundation's goals are to inspire and empower youth across New England and beyond to increase physical activity, expand literacy, and build community and self-esteem through running, reading, and performing acts of kindness. Join us in our mission to empower youth through fitness and education. With your support, we can provide the opportunities for youth to cross their own finish line one step at a time. Together, we can build a stronger, healthier future. Go to DaveMcGilveryFoundation.org for more information.
This is how the pros.
That's great. Thank you, Beef. You're proud of yourself.
Do Sports Talk Radio.
Your microphone is down. Hey, Marconi.
Just hit the button.
Turn the mic up.
I'm just,
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
I'm a Marcus Mariota guy through and through, and I have been alone on this island for a while now.
It's Phil Perry's guy. Phil's really big on bringing in Mariota.
Oh, my boy Phil over there loves Marcus.
You are speaking my language with Marcus Mariota.
And Mariota. He's all about Mariota.
He's under contract for only $10 million next year. The potential there combined with the cost, which should be like a middle round pick, and he's only $10 million on the cap next year. He is the clear cut choice over Jimmy Garoppolo because of the cost. That guy's got 1 year left on his deal. $10 million. Woo. Marcus Mariota.
Would you
stand under the collar just thinking about it?
I don't think anyone has been as strong on his Mariota point as Phil Perry has been.
Right, because Phil told me he makes $10 to $11 million. We're right
wrong.
There.
We've got a problem, guys. There's a problem. He signed a complicated incentive-laden contract last year. If you go 8-8 and miss the playoffs, do you know what he would make under that scenario?
How much?
$19.5 million. That seems to be something that Phil should have mentioned.
Phil Perry, like many journalists in this day and age, just not giving you the full story. Phil should have mentioned this in the very beginning, and he's still defending his stance.
Well, I can't wait to hear what he says in response to that, because I didn't hear this as it happened yesterday, and I know you texted all of us like, hey, Phil's going to, you know, respond to that. How do you respond to that? If he's been saying, oh, he makes 10 or 11, but he would have made 19 based on the incentives, what do you say to that?
Right, he's just been touting this $10.6 million number.
Sounds like he's being disingenuous.
It is. That doesn't mean the Patriots shouldn't go after him.
Like,
I never said that.
Sell me a used car at a nice little price.
I never said that.
Okay, I'm interested.
I just said you've got to know the full picture, the full financial picture.
Right.
If you're talking about that player, you should not portray him as just being a $10.6 million player, because that's not the full story. You should be giving the full story if you're saying this is a great option because of reason X, and reason X is $10.6 million. Well, that's not entirely truthful, is it? Phil, your response.
We've got a problem. I'll tell you who's got a problem, Beetle.
Oh, boy.
You! When we're talking about how much this guy is going to cost, we're not talking about Robert Kraft's wallet. We're talking about the salary cap. We're talking about building a team, right? That's all we're talking about. So the cash, the fact that maybe he will get some incentives that will pay him several more $1 million next year if he plays a lot.
Pause.
That's...
Oh, $7 million more! Now I'm out.
Like it's nothing. Oh, if he plays.
I was in at 11.
If you get him to be your starter the deal. And he starts 12 games, yeah, maybe he gets like another $7, $8 million. Well, whoa, that's meaningful. You should be mentioning that, Philip.
Yeah.
So the cash, the fact that maybe he will get some incentives that will pay him several more $1 million next year if he plays a lot, that's true. But on the cap, if you really want to get into the nitty-gritty, the cap is still going to be $10.5 million or thereabouts next year for whichever team trades for Marcus Mariota. Because even if he earns those incentives, they don't hit the cap until 2022, when the cap, oh, by the way, is scheduled to, in all likelihood, skyrocket because the thing is cratering this year. So it's about this year. It's about building this year's team, Tom Giles. Uh-huh. And that's the number that matters. The only number you have to worry about to take him on is 10.6. If it's Jimmy Garoppolo, for instance, you want to take him on? Okay, all of a sudden that's $24 million on your cap. Which is better to you? Which is the lower number to you, Tom? Marcus Mariota's 10.6 or Jimmy Garoppolo's 24?
No.
It's a no-brainer.
You can't go to the 24 comparison to the 10, because if you're picking between the two, that means Mariota would have to play, which means all of a sudden it's 24 versus 19.
Yes.
And I'd rather have 24, the guy that knew the system.
All right. Do you get to spread out the money on the cap, the fake cap dollars? Yeah, you do. But that's also
Robert
real
Kraft's money.
It's also real money that Robert Kraft would have to pay. That 19.5 is not fake Monopoly money. The team would actually have to pay that.
Yeah.
That has to be a consideration. And I'm not saying don't go after him because of it, or he's too expensive, or that would be stupid. I'm just saying, well, give the full financial picture of that, because if you, as you just laid out, so. If you're weighing Garoppolo at 24 in change and Mariota at 19.5, well, then that's a different conversation.
You got to weigh Mariota as 10 or 11 as a backup.
Right. He's not a bargain anymore.
Right.
So you have to consider that in the conversation. That's all I ask.
I can't believe Phil would do this.
You can't be bragging about how much of a great deal he is when, in fact, he's not. He's
Phil's steaming right now, Hardy.
He's what a starting quarterback would cost, but it's not some great steal.
How about this?
And I would say this, Phil. The salary cap in 2022 skyrocketing? I wouldn't be so sure about that. I don't think we're going to have full stadiums across the league this year, but I could be wrong.
Let me play Perry advocate here.
Go for it. Now call it devil's advocate this time, please, because the devil is in the details. Yes.
Fraudulent Phil.
Let me call this disingenuous Mariota supporter advocate.
Thank you.
Fantasy Phil.
Any way you slice it, manipulate it, is Mariota cheaper than Garoppolo?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. So I think that's really what it boils down to. And there's ways to manipulate the cap with just about every player. We see it all the time. We see it every season on every team. But from the outset, Mariota would be a less costly option than Jimmy Garoppolo.
Yeah. Not by much.
Again, debatable. I just can't wrap my head around Mariota being the better option at quarterback physically in terms of wins.
He's not.
Than Garoppolo.
He's not.
That's where you lose me. And if the money gets closer and closer, then I'm even less inclined to support Phil or anyone else who wants to go that route.
Phil thinks he could be a good fix for the team. If that's true, that should be the answer, and it doesn't have to matter what he makes.
Well, it should matter a little bit, but just throw in there, and it's like, and he's cheaper than Garoppolo.
Even at the max dollars over the next 2 years on the cap and in real money, if you believe he can win, he's still not cost prohibitive in any way. That's the truth.
Yeah. Okay.
Even if he gets $19.5 million, if you think he's the answer, the money shouldn't even have to come into the conversation. The money only comes into the conversation for us when you're discussing the player. Please stop throwing around that 10.6. Look at the bargain he is. Well, he really isn't. They just get to spread the money out over 2 years on the cap. They still have to pay him all the real money this year. And we know the real money and real budget does matter to the team. It does.
Without question.
Because they have to actually cut the checks this year, not next year. They'd have a dead cap hit going into the following year. And if you believe the cap is going to skyrocket, great. I'm not sure it is. I'm not sure that cap is going to skyrocket. We'll see. We'll see what happens. We'll see what the revenues are this year to determine where that cap goes in the coming years. But how disingenuous. Disingenuous.
Disappointed in Phil, yeah.
Yes.
Fantasy Phil. When's he on again?
Fantasy Phil. I don't know. He does a great job hosting that show, by the way.
He did good hosting last night.
He's got a problem, Beetle.
Beetle.
Devin's in Taunton. Hi, Devin.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good.
Hey, man. I want to talk to you guys about getting Jimmy Garoppolo. This is a pipe dream for Patriots fans. He's 22-8 as a starter in San Francisco. When he's not in the lineup.
24-9.
Yeah. And San Francisco's what, 7-26 when he's not in the lineup?
Yeah.
And unfortunately, Cam Newton's going to be our starting quarterback next year because Mac Jones coming out of Alabama isn't any good. So that's probably who we're going to get at 15 because Trey Lance isn't going to be there. Zach Wilson's not going to be there.
They might all be gone, Devin. They may all be drafted and gone by the time the Patriots pick.
The only quarterback I see that actually has a chance to actually come in right now and make a
difference. Someone pick their phone up.
Zach Wilson is what he was going to say. I could feel it. Zach Wilson is the immediate right away starter. He was going to say that.
Yeah, from BYU.
Yeah.
I'm looking at a couple mock drafts.
Did you forget his name? Did you just have a COVID moment?
No.
Oh.
No.
Yeah, BYU kid.
More and more of the mock drafts that are coming in have like all five guys gone in the top 10.
Doesn't it happen every? It feels like it happens every time.
It happens every year. It's like the panic. Like,
oh no, I gotta get one.
This team traded up. Remember the Trubisky stuff? Remember that Cleveland? We gotta get up to one to get Mayfield. They
get stupid.
Somebody's gonna bite early, and it's gonna force other teams to bite because when you predominantly pick in the top 10 round, you're there for stupidity. You know, when you're like
you're
the Raiders were for all those years,
bad teams figure out
a way to, here we are again. The Minnesota Vikings are on the board. The Oakland Raiders, the Las Vegas Raiders are up next. Let's go to the L.A. Chargers. All these teams moved already.
Right. AJ in Boston. AJ.
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen. How are you guys today?
Great. Thanks for hanging on.
What's happening?
Yeah, I just wanted to ask. So let's say, hypothetically speaking, like Zoe said, they get Jimmy G. Who is going to be throwing the ball to him? Who is he going to be throwing the ball to?
Hunter Henry,
that's it?
I don't know. I'm just giving you a name.
N'Keal Harry? Jacoby Myers?
Juju Smith-Schuster.
So we're going to be in the same position as having Cam Newton throwing the ball to nobody.
No.
Not true.
Wait a second.
They traded for Brandon Cooks. We told this story yesterday. Bert Breer brought it back that the Patriots made a trade and gave up real draft capital to get Brandon Cooks, not for Tom Brady, but for Jimmy Garoppolo. You think they would get Garoppolo and then not immediately put significant pieces around him? They were already making deals for him when he was the backup behind Brady.
What if they didn't do anything else receiver-wise?
Then they would not be very good.
And they just got Garoppolo here. Would you be pleased with that move?
I'd be pleased with them getting Garoppolo, but not pleased with their offseason. No, they got to do better than that. And I don't know how much improved the team would be.
They got to get a tight end.
They got to get real players to throw to. And they'd be way better with Garoppolo doing it.
But at least we're all on the same page now with the quarterback. I mean, we had this discussion in a number of different ways during the offseason about what player you would take. And you guys didn't want a quarterback because he wasn't going to be there to throw it to anybody. But now you have at least come around. Okay, the quarterback is the most pressing need. Even if you didn't get anything else, you got to get a quarterback.
I think the quarterback is the player that you need to start getting other players to buy in on being here.
It's your number one guy.
To do it in order, right? You got to get Jimmy G or whoever it is you're going to get. As Zoe's been saying all morning, get that quarterback.
What'd you say about our little guy there, the buddy there, Mike Reese? He doesn't like to just throw things against the wall. He said that yesterday. And Mike says it's imperative you get that quarterback right away. You got to make a decision, get a guy, because then that's how you start to build. And boy, signing Cam Newton right away is not something that's going to get Hunter Henry in that door.
We've got
you have to pay a hell of a lot more money than anybody else would for Hunter Henry.
More thoughts.
That's what gets a guy in the door when you don't have the guy.
Right. More thoughts on Cam Newton. More thoughts on Mariota. Jimmy G. The possibilities. Endless, it seems, for these Patriots. Oh. That and some of America's dumbest criminals coming up later in the hour.
The Dave McGilvery Finish Strong Foundation's goals are to inspire and empower youth across New England and beyond to increase physical activity, expand literacy, and build community and self-esteem through running, reading, and performing acts of kindness. Join us in our mission to empower youth through fitness and education. With your support, we can provide the opportunities for youth to cross their own finish line one step at a time. Together, we can build a stronger, healthier future. Go to DaveMcGilveryFoundation.org for more information.
When it comes to sports, they're knowledgeable.
Tell me about a pie that doesn't have a top over.
And always on their game.
I walk around my house naked all the time.
Solak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
No, about Phil Perry? Here's a compliment for Phil Perry. Or something I can certainly get on board with. His mock draft, his latest mock draft, this guy in his mock drafts, he's been doing mock drafts for, you know, 6 months already. He's very early to the mock draft game. In fact, we mocked him about it during the season. His latest mock draft has the Patriots trading up to fourth overall, correct? Fourth to get Zach Wilson.
That'd be the guy.
How would you feel about that?
That'd be the guy. The more and more you read on the stuff, that's the guy. That's the guy most ready to go.
What's so funny over there, Ernie?
Lanny cracking wise. As soon as you said, but Perry's mock draft hasn't moved up to four. In the background, Billy goes, what? So talk about mocking. Lanny just mocks everything and everyone.
What?
Not four. No.
Artie, remember the little sweet tarts? Speaking of Valentine's Day 2 days ago, the little hearts. Remember Billy put his face on them?
Oh, yeah.
Gave him to his girlfriend?
No, I think
those were M&Ms.
And those were M&Ms?
I think his girlfriend bought those for him.
Yes, it was a gift.
Yes.
Oh.
The M&Ms were a gift, Scott. The Patriots trade number 15 overall, number 46 overall, and a 2022 second rounder. So the first and a second this year and next year's second, and they get the fourth overall pick from the Falcons to draft Zach Wilson. Does seem light. I would agree with
real
that.
Light.
But I'm going to take the insider's word for it. I hope he's not being disingenuous this time around.
Right.
I hope he's giving us the real deal, the full cost.
We want factual Phil, not fraudulent Phil.
Well, there's actually a 2022 first rounder in there, but that's next year, so he doesn't mention that. I'm kidding. But that's what he thinks could do the deal. He says the Falcons could be in the quarterback market, but the Patriots present them with real value to improve their roster as they try to make a little run with Matt Ryan and Julio Jones. For the Patriots, giving away their first two picks in a future second is a lot to move up just 11 spots. It's a bit of an overpay, according to Rich Hill's trade value chart. But for Wilson, a quarterback who can make any throw on the field from any platform and accurately, worth it. Plus, the Patriots have a way of replacing the 2021 second-round pick they lost in the trade. So, we'll see. That would be intriguing. That would be a plan. That would
be
good.
Exciting.
Wouldn't you feel good about that? Wouldn't that be really exciting?
You know what that means? We had a plan, and we targeted a guy. We went, and we got our guy.
That would be so awesome.
Yeah.
Dan and Holden. Hi, Dan.
Hey, how you guys doing? I appreciate you taking my call. I apologize in advance if I sound nervous. Half the time I hang up because
it's all good, Dan.
I get nervous every day.
Welcome in. Yeah. Get comfortable. Settle in, Dan.
All right. Well, listen, you were just mentioning value, and it kind of lines up with what I want to talk about. So we all know and heard the saying, price is what you pay, value is what you get. And as ugly as it was this season, the value for a quarterback that we got from another team for $1 million that got us 7 wins was there, right? So that's the bar now. We want to be better than that, right?
Sure. Do you think you could have gone 7-9 with Brian Hoyer at the helm?
I don't know, but here's why it ties into my next point, which was Jimmy G, right? So I'm not a stat guy and a geek, but correct me if I'm wrong. Has any other than Alex Smith over the last 3-plus seasons, has any quarterback other than Jimmy G missed more starts due to injury?
That's a good question.
I would say probably not. I think you're probably onto something there. Yeah,
he missed a whole year. You blow your knee out, you miss a year.
And if so, if that's true, then it doesn't just become about like, okay, so how much are we paying or giving up to get Jimmy G back here? Who is the backup? Because all gravy if Jimmy G.
Stidham was Tom Brady's backup, but he was Cam Newton and Brian Hoyer's backup this year.
But if Jimmy G goes 6-1 and then gets injured for the rest of the season, who cares, right? If the
I see what you're saying. So Dan, are you saying that would mean Jimmy G was worth 6 wins while Cam Newton was worth 7?
Yeah, and that's
okay.
Because the value wouldn't be there, and that's my concern about getting a Binky that right now has been chewed up and has been collecting dust under the couch.
I like that metaphor.
It's not bad.
You ever pull an old binky out of, like, in the gap in the couch? And the amount of hair and, like, crap on it?
Yeah, that's what he's saying.
Gross.
Yeah.
I get what he's saying. There's only value in Jimmy G if he's healthy. That the value of paying an exorbitant number, it's not exorbitant for the NFL and for quarterbacks, but compared to the $1 million Cam Newton got, it doesn't represent good value.
Or even what Marcus Mariota would get.
Right. Yeah. He's just talking value and money. He's not talking about the difference between a 7-win team and an 11-win team or 12-win team in the NFL is a world of difference. And you pay significantly different amounts of money to be a 7-win team versus a 12-win team. Those 5 games are worth a lot of money and a lot of payroll.
Ever walk in a good steakhouse, you see that porterhouse sitting there, or that, you know, ribeye, and you're like, holy crap, $56 for steak? That's what it costs now? It's almost like the Patriots haven't been to a steakhouse.
I haven't been to a restaurant in a long time, so I know
at this position. Nor have I. Last time was on my birthday, I think. So
in December?
Yeah, December.
Yeah, you've had like COVID since then.
Yeah, like 4 weeks after it.
All right, but go on. $55 steak, $60
steak. The Patriots they're well known for, you know, finding the Van Noy type stuff and, you know, lower value contracts for role type players. It's almost like they got out of touch with the quarterback salary. Like, you had the greatest to ever play the game, and you couldn't find it anywhere in your mind that he's somewhere around a $25 million a year
player. So you're not wrong in the history of what they've been paying, but this isn't like Rip Van Winkle. This isn't somebody who went to sleep and then 20 years later woke up and said, I can't believe toothpaste is $4 a tube now. They know the market. They know the league. They know what these guys are making. So it can't be a surprise to them. It's not a shock to them.
Like, I reached out about, especially the, Deshaun Watson, Russ Wilson type stuff. They're like, yeah, you're barking up the wrong tree, pal. No chance. No chance on that type of money. Anywhere north of 30.
I just think that Bill is typically more of a Longhorn guy than he is a Del Frisco's guy in this equation.
You get
yours.
A hell of a steak at Longhorn.
You can. You
Plus
can
you
have
get
great.
Peanuts and you get
you can have
floor.
A great steak at a Longhorn. How often do you not have a great steak at Del Frisco's?
Hasn't happened yet.
Hasn't happened. They're still waiting on that failure. Hasn't happened. Something to think about.
Hardy, how was that Bill Del Frisco's last time?
Which time?
When you came in complaining about it.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Is that Del Frisco's? I think that was somewhere else that we won't mention.
Part of that was my fault. Right.
Wasn't
that
you
time.
And Beetle. This no, a, I know what you're talking about.
I didn't
not
know,
you and Beetle.
I didn't know for a party that size they included the gratuity. And then I was like, I thought we were supposed to be out of this room by a certain time. And they told me, no, you can stay as long as you want. Because I had already signed the check. And
Jeez, but the, real nice.
I... Look.
So they got like a 40% tip on
they
that.
They ended up getting a 40% tip on a big bill.
I'd let you stay there all night, too.
Well.
This guy just tipped for the next party that would be sitting in the room. And now we don't have to work.
That's exactly what they're saying. They canceled their reservation.
They gave it to you pay for. You know what? Let me come over. Let me scrape that table with that little scraper picker-upper thing.
Well,
let me clear your breadcrumbs for you.
I'm happy to help.
Sir, you need more water?
Idiot.
How about a new napkin?
You know, I think we should all get together as a show and have one of those nice meals when all this is said and done. This whole pandemic.
I want to go to hibachi. I want to go to like
Hardy can tip.
No,
I want to be entertained.
Get lost.
Why?
I want to in hibachi with you.
Yeah, come on.
No.
You want the pee?
Not doing
it. My kid
loves
it.
I like hibachi, but everything kind of tastes vaguely the same.
Yeah, just not.
Oh,
for
it's
this
the white sauce though. It's their magic sauce. Man.
Well, it's.
Give me the,
I mean, you cook everything together on that same
ginger salad.
Clip that.
Oh, you can keep that ginger salad too. No, thank you.
I eat 4 of them.
Oh God,
my family doesn't like it. So I'll take yours. You keep your soup. Keep your broth. But that white dressing, man. Oh.
Yes, all of that. By the way, the Bruins are heading outdoors, and 98.5 The Sports Hub will be right there to bring you all the action.
Nice.
Sunday afternoon.
Live
Chuck's
from
roller, Chuck's Roller Park.
Live, what? Roller Park?
Oh, it's the Lake Tahoe game.
It was the big Lake Tahoe game.
On Sunday.
Sunday, Bruins nice. Facing off against the Flyers. Judd and Bob will be there. They're traveling for this game.
Good.
They'll be at ice level. Unique opportunity for them to call the game. I'm sure the sound will be terrific. We're sending our top engineer out there with them.
He's crapping bricks already.
You can
Charlie?
No, Dennis.
That is ain't missing a payday. Oh,
sorry, Charlie.
Oh.
It's an outdoor game like no other. The Bruins and Flyers from Lake Tahoe. It is presented by Coors Light and Coors Seltzer, and we will have coverage of it all weekend long here on the Sports Hub. And, of course, don't miss the hockey show Saturday morning as well.
Doesn't Fredo have a place up in Tahoe? I think Senator Geary was in there one night. Things went bad. That near Tahoe?
Yeah.
Now, Tom Hagen came in to clear things up. It ended up being all right.
Where's Rob Gronkowski going to play football next year? A new theory on that.
That's an easy one.
Making the rounds. It sounds so absurd. And we'll tell you about it coming up next.
The Dave McGilvery Finished Strong Foundation's goals are to inspire and empower youth across New England and beyond to increase physical activity, expand literacy, and build community and self-esteem through running, reading, and performing acts of kindness. Join us in our mission to empower youth through fitness and education. With your support, we can provide the opportunities for youth to cross their own finish line one step at a time. Together, we can build a stronger, healthier future. Go to DaveMcGilveryFoundation.org for more information.
You want to talk sports in Boston, you talk to these guys.
I'm just going to say something quick. If you want to get everything, just go see Big Al and Reveal.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
So Rob Gronkowski has not been a free agent ever in his career. This is the first time that he's actually a free agent in the open market where he can choose and go wherever he wants. So I think he's going to stay in Florida, but he's going to go to the Miami Dolphins. He's got a place in Miami. It's a great spot for him. No state income tax, right? He's going to stay in that category. And I think Deshaun Watson is going to be his quarterback because B-Flo's going to call up Casario and he's going to say, hey, I got a third overall pick in the first round. I got an 18 in the first round. I got a 36 in the second round. And I got Tua. How about Deshaun comes over to Miami? I think that we're going to have a Gronk Deshaun Watson duo next year.
Miami. Lies. Lies. All lies. Can y'all feel that? Can y'all feel it's Rob that? Ninkovich on ESPN.
I love Ninkovich.
I do too.
That's my boy.
Yeah. But he's lying.
Who's the guy to answer the door when Rob Gronkowski's house got broken into? Remember that? Door open and the news team was there and someone was standing there holding the beer.
Was that the Gooch? Or the
Rob Ninkovich?
Oh.
Rob Ninkovich was at the door drinking a beer when the news station showed up to investigate the story that Rob Gronkowski's house had been broken into. They didn't go to Rob Ninkovich's house, but they found Rob Ninkovich at the front door.
Come on in, everybody.
Hey, guys.
What the hell's that got to do with the price of tea in China? Well, they're very good friends. And one does a national show on ESPN, and he's really good at what he does, named Ninkovich. Maybe Rob's representatives and Rob say, hey, man, reach out, say, start drumming up some interest elsewhere. Like Miami's in on it. Hook your boy up, man. Let's get the contract up. When you have more teams interested, right? All of a sudden, the team you're at, like, oh boy, here we go. Get this team in on him. I think Rob's better built for Miami, you know, as far as, you know, the city, the nightlife, the environment. He ain't going anywhere.
They got him by the short and curlies down there.
Yeah, no kidding.
They know that he's a free
agent.
They're
going to let him leave. Hey,
yet
sign.
Openly says there's no reason why I wouldn't be back. I want to be back. I've never been a free agent, but I want to be back. And Tom Brady has said many times as his quarterback.
Yeah.
And he told you that he enjoyed and had all this fun there. And he just won a Super Bowl. And you think he's not coming back? They know they have all this leverage on him because he's not willing to go somewhere else. So now his buddy starts putting it out there. Oh, he could go to Miami.
Yeah.
He could stay in the state of Florida.
He
could still
Atlanta
have fun.
Yeah.
Right. So he's going to go play for Brian Flores now, Bill Belichick's disciple, after bragging about how much fun it was to not play for Bill Belichick.
Yeah.
And how much fun he had and coming back with Tom Brady, and Brady was the only guy he was going to come back for, and now all of a sudden he's going to switch teams. Yeah, nobody buys that.
all of a sudden Deshaun Watson's going to have for 16 games. You're going to wear this guy down at this stage of his career. We just got done talking a week ago about how great it is. Like, Rob, we're sitting you down, you know, Wednesday and Thursday. We need you Sunday. He's like, oh, it's great. I'll save you two tutties for you, man, for the Super Bowl. I saved them. We got two tutties. When the hell did those two start calling touchdowns tutties? That was kind of creepy. Plus, man, you know Miami has? You got that kid Gesicki from Penn State. Like, they got good tight ends. Why do you want paper?
Stop it. It's just nonsense. It's not.
Well, Miami.
Miami. It's not going to happen.
That was a halftime show.
It's not going to happen.
Miami.
Eddie in Boston. Eddie.
Hey, Ed.
Yeah, hey, guys. What's going on?
Hey, Ed.
Oh, not much.
How you doing, Ed?
I just want to say Cam Newton is staying in New England, whether you like it or not.
Is this Wagner?
I'm just talking to people, you know what I'm saying, though?
Sounds like a little bit like Wagner. Is this Wags?
Yeah. Is this Wags messing with us?
Hello? What?
Sounds like him.
Yeah, all right, well,
go ahead, Ed.
Everyone's minds need to awaken 180. The kid's big time, and I know you agree with me, Bertrand.
I didn't hear what you said. Who's big time? Cam?
Yeah, Cam Newton. I know you agree with me, Bertrand. He wasn't given a fair shot.
Yeah.
Well, he wasn't set up to succeed, that's for sure. But he wasn't good. He wasn't good. What I do believe, and I don't want the guy back, no thank you. What I do believe, though, is that the Patriots could convince themselves of it. They could convince themselves that because he was not put in the best of positions, that was the reason why he was so bad. And I think they'd be kidding themselves. I don't think that would be truthful. That would not be a situation where they were being honest with themselves.
How excited do you think Josh McDaniels is your offensive coordinator?
Oh, God.
Like, what am I doing?
I don't know that would really excite him about the upcoming season.
You can't convince me that the Patriots would convince themselves of that. I don't believe it.
It's not about a group effort. It's about one guy. Could Bill Belichick convince himself of that?
That's the one man.
That's it. Doesn't matter what Josh McDaniels thinks.
He pulls the trigger. He pulls the trigger, and that's...
Well, you know what? His director of player personnel, Nick Cassero... Oh, wait. He's not there. He can't talk him out of it. Who is going to talk him out of it? Who's that guy now in the room that talks him out of that?
Patricia.
He'd talk himself out of it. And forget about the season. Forget about the year. Forget about just the, you know, week one of the regular season. If he has any sense of what his legacy is going to be, this is where it starts to become a real issue. Because you can always look at the six rings or however many he says he has due to, you know, the ones he got as an assistant. But the quick and easy follow-up to anyone who says Belichick is the greatest coach of all time, six Super Bowls, say, all with Brady. I mean, that's it. That if you don't factor that in, then you're not human to whatever decisions you're going to make for this year because that factors into what you're going to do the following year and the following year, and he's not going to coach for the rest of his life.
He's coaching to chase Shula. It's about the wins now for Bill. He won't say and admit that. Don't tell me that's not important. The historical part of the game is being, you know, the most winningest coach ever is up there with him. I remember sitting in Minnesota that Adrian Peterson game when Shaughnessy asked him about, you know, hitting a milestone. He said, Dan, thanks. That's a good question, Dan. Appreciate that. And you know, and just the history of the game. To sit here, and as we pass this past year, and it refers to it, you know, according to Lawrence Guy, as a COVID year. Sort of, you know, we didn't have a chance this year. You know, it was just an odd year. Okay, that year's gone.
The Dave McGilvery Finish Strong Foundation's goals are to inspire and empower youth across New England and beyond to increase physical activity, expand literacy, and build community and self-esteem through running, reading, and performing acts of kindness. Join us in our mission to empower youth through fitness and education. With your support, we can provide the opportunities for youth to cross their own finish line one step at a time. Together, we can build a stronger, healthier future. Go to DaveMcGilveryFoundation.org for more information.